minutes as the previous one, where I will try and talk to you as best I can, and then it's your chance to come to me with any questions you like. So I'm a system engineer. As I said earlier, I'm interested in the structural projects and how we bring together the elements that will best lead towards the policy solutions that we might be interested in. Let me first of all make the claim that we don't work in a way you would expect by most traditional projects, whereas most projects would follow the international model of a Venn diagram, which takes you through from project start, through the requirements, down manufacture, production, testing, and into service at the end. We don't really do that. There are too many variables, and we would tend to follow something which we call a U diagram, where once again we start here, but we set out a highly iterative process before we go to contract here, once again go to manufacture there, and come across to trials. And the point of setting up this architecture, this framework, the structure, whatever you want to call it, is that we work very hard indeed to define at the start of the project all the different factors that matter, all the different elements that have to be taken into account, people, data, technologies, or whatever. And we have a classic example at the moment, which is our interest in decongesting the flow of freight, in particular through the shipping network, through the ports, and onto the road and rail networks. Not aviation at the moment, just road, rail, and sea. It's of interest from the system engineering perspective in particular because it brings together, in this case, quite a large number of companies, 7 or 8 companies. It's an industry-led initiative. It's coming from the bottom up, and they have a range of interests, both from the technology needed to achieve very accurate positioning and timing that you need to track your freight along the logistics chain, and by which ships need to navigate to within a few minutes. And the overall aim at the practical level is to improve the efficiency with which the entire logistics chain operates. So we're looking for coordination between road and rail networks and the ships. And so there are two very definite strategies that we're following. One is to develop the accurate navigation technology we need, shown here as a land demonstrator. And we're looking for timing accuracies of something less than 50 nanoseconds and positioning to within a few meters. And the initial business case for this came from the maritime side. So that if ships can navigate very accurately, we can adjust their timing into the ports, we can get them to steam at a fuel efficient speed, and we can get them to navigate safely around the many wind farms which are about to be built in the North Sea, then in fact we are contributing directly to environmental safety and commercial procedures at the same time. But this whole area is of interest now, because now the ports in particular are starting to look at the coordination of freight, both on the land side as well as the sea side. And what's more, which makes the situation more complicated, there's a very simple representation here, which shows that the different ports have got to very different levels of sophistication. Some are already tracking individual containers along the road networks. Some are already talking to the road operators. Some have very sophisticated port community services, which will process containers through the docks and have them offloaded very precisely. And many are helping to adjust the shipping movements to make the whole process flow. But it's early days. And one of the challenges we face is that if we're going to help bring together all the different data streams and the different organisations and help them set up a process which will be more efficient in the future, we have to be very careful where we offer the support, because many of these initiatives are already happening and we're not here to repeat what other people are doing, nor are we here to compete with industry. So the second half of our work, I mentioned the technology earlier, is to set up a demonstration environment where we can consider the different flows of data that will be of use along the entire logistics chain, which is focusing primarily on situational awareness, if you like. And we're also looking at the wider potential to interact or bring together different organisations depending on the problems which are being faced at the time. So if you want to look at more unusual situations, such as power cuts, such as bad weather, such as the motorway pileup, for example, such as congestion in our cities, then the question is, at what point do we need to take direct intervention to help resolve those situations? And so part of the work here is to use the catapults to set up command and control centres as demonstrators, effectively, and play with different situations and see whether that active command and control has a contribution to make. Maybe not. Maybe we should focus simply on the situational awareness and providing information along the logistics chain so that all the individual organisations can make their own decisions. But the point is, for the next few years, we're in a situation where it will be useful to investigate these issues. And the reason why we're setting up this demonstration environment is because, quite specifically, we've identified a number of factors which say that if we tried to make the decision over the next year or two, it would simply be too early. We haven't brought enough organisations together, we haven't resolved enough of the court's aspirations yet to know whether we should set up a command and control environment of any sort. So best to save the money and put the money that we have got into a demonstration environment. So hopefully by early next year, this industrial consortium will be capable of winning an open competition for funding from the TSB, and we'll be able to start working with all these operational organisations and improving the efficiency of the logistics chain. That's my 8 minutes, which is just a flavour of the issues that we're looking at. Please let me have any thoughts or comments.
I'm interested in the nature of the problem, saving a few hours here.